Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. Sorry to interrupt Crass there, but we do have a caller on the line. We have Rabble Rouser from St. Louis, Missouri, that produces the Anarchy Now program. You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, comrade. Yes, I am.
Right on. How's it going?
It's going good, man. Of course, it's snowing here. It's December, but it hasn't stopped any actions from taking place in Missouri, solidarity actions. We're feeling good out here. We're feeling good.
And these are solidarity actions for the folks in Athens, Greece, where, what's his name, Alexis?
Alexis Grigoropoulos, yeah, 15-year-old anarchist kid.
And what happened?
The anarchist in Greece, the feeling there is that they're much more empowered than we are here because they've been there for so long and they've played such a vital force in the social policies there that they actually have an amount of respect from non-anarchist communities, from the community as a whole. And so, if I can give a quick history...
Go for it.
Do you mind?
Go for it.
In 1973, Greece was overtaken by a military coup, and at that military takeover, military and police went onto college campuses and sprayed bullets, butchering kids, much like what the police and the National Guard were doing here during the union strikes and during the Vietnam War protests. After this coup took place, the anarchist community came out in full action with days and days of rioting, much like we're seeing now, and eventually pushed for to make it illegal for cops or military to be present on university campuses if they had their guns. And so this is just a small show of what the anarchist community can do in their own community by constantly pushing with action. To get rid of these evil forces of capitalism that use the gun or the boot to control people. So what happened recently is the cops were driving by and harassing these young anarchists hanging out outside of a cafe, and so the anarchists threw some water at them, and they exchanged some words, and the cop got out of his car, came, pulled his gun, and shot Alexis twice in the chest, killing him. Immediately, the community in the vicinity of the shooting erupted with protests in the streets, and this pushed onto all of Athens, which eventually moved on to all of Greece. And the reason for that is it's absolutely illegal for a cop in Greece to pull his gun on someone that doesn't have a gun, and it's illegal for him to fire unless he's being shot at, period. Now, in the U.S., it's not that way. Obviously, we see the cops killing people all the time. But there's a popular support for reaction against police when police use violence. They feel it's an immediate threat to their democratic processes that they're trying so hard to gain. And so this action erupted full scale. It also needs to be noted that this action takes place at a time of economic crisis, much like ours, where the government has passed policies against popular demand for them to not pass, such as government bailouts and corporate loans and the same kind of politicking we see done here, where basically the working class and the poor class are stolen from and the rich are given all the gifts of gods in Greece. So these actions have erupted, and what has happened after this has become a domino effect across Europe. Other European countries started to take to the streets, first in solidarity with Greece, but also in recognition that their position is no different than those in Greece, that the economic policies there are affecting them, that these governments are pushing war in their names. Most of these governments that are being attacked have now are in cahoots with Bush and with the U.S. empire, and will be in cahoots with Obama when he gets in. Most of them actually were really excited about having Obama in and the prospects for capitalism and economic growth through war and military programs that they're going to receive contracts for. So people have erupted all over Europe and in the U.S. now. There's at least 20 cities in the U.S. that have held solidarity marches and actions with Greece. But the thing we want to note is that, yes, this is an action to show solidarity with Greece, to say that thank you for opening this door for us, and now we're going to take to the streets. But it also has to be a necessary action for you. It must be something that when you choose to go to these streets, you know what you're going for, and it's about us. This has to be about our problems here. And thanking Greece and showing a bit of solidarity to those in Greece but addressing our issues here. Because if anybody has cause to riot, it's got to be the working class and poor classes of America. Never before have we seen a country that has lasted for so long, keeping so many people down without revolution.
Well, I'm curious because the riots that are happening, we've got petrol bombs and all these things that are happening, these huge, giant, violent riots. Why doesn't that happen here in the United States?
Well, I think there's a few reasons for that. We've had a system that has used a great amount of reforms over the years, as opposed to actually making a broad social change. The government has offered reforms. It's an old tool. Actually, came out of Greece. It's called bread and circus. And what that means is give the people scraps to eat, give them enough to keep their bellies from being hungry, and then give them distraction. And I think that we can all agree that America is the capital of distraction. And no one here is particularly starving on large scales. Now, that's not to say that poverty doesn't exist, because it's rampant in America. But through government reforms, they've managed to split apart potential revolutionaries, people who would potentially dissent into the streets, and keep them subdued with Walmarts, with low-cost consumer crap, and think that they're going to get away with this for an extended period of time. But as we all see, this the economy is now crashing all around. And what that means isn't that the poor are getting more poor. What that means is there are more people becoming poor. You know, those who live in the suburbs and in these gated communities are starting to feel the bite of this. And when the rich people start to feel the bite of something, we see them use police force as an extension of their anger against the people. So we're going to see police violence rising in the streets at an exorbitant amount. So people need to be aware of this, and people need to be ready for this. And if we stop it now, if we take to the streets now and take back our lives now, there's a better chance we'll have to survive. It needs to be noted that the Jews during the Holocaust who revolted in Warsaw had a much higher survival rate. Derek Jensen talks about this to some extent in his books, but it's true in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. These people were pushed to live in the most horrible of conditions, and they chose to fight back with sticks and stones against the Nazi regime, and some of them survived. They had a much higher survival rate than those who did not fight back in the Holocaust. So that's something to take into account.
We're talking to Rabble Rouser here. He's the one of the producers and hosts of Anarchy Now, the brand new radio show that you can get it at radioforall.net. They're also at the franklinhouse.blogspot.com. You were calling for a day of action?
Yeah, there's been a call actually from our comrades in Greece who have called out for International Day of Action. France, Italy, and Germany have all chosen December 19th to be their day of action. And the official call out for an International Day of Action is Saturday, December 20th. And that action can be varied in many different ways. It can be direct action by taking to the streets and solidarity marches. These are not going to be permitted marches. So come prepared for that, but you know, choose your own targets. Choose who has pained you, and address those targets. Police stations, the corporate banks who have foreclosed on houses. If there is a Greek consulate in your area, let them know that you're here and that you're standing in solidarity with those people in Greece.
That's pretty amazing, because right now, today, December 16th, 2008. After, a couple of days of lull, they've again attacked another police station in Athens, causing damage. And then 30 U's are here. This is just from AP, so I'm sure, you know, it's construed. School children blocking the streets to protest against a police killing a 15-year-old boy. So these school children are out in the streets there in Athens. So you're calling for International Day of Action on Saturday, December 20th, International Day of Action for what's going on in Athens right now, unrest that's happening that I'm sure is going to increase here in the United States as well as this economic pressure happens to us. I find it very interesting that, people can get together to trample a worker at Walmart, and yet people can't get enough together to try to do social change here in the streets. I find that kind of sickening to me when I heard that story about the worker that was trampled.
Yeah, it's absolutely gross, and it's gonna, of course, that's gonna end with the capitalist payoff. There's gonna be money paid off, and they're gonna brush that under the table, without much revolt at all.
Right.
But I think we're gonna see a shift. GM is getting ready to close 25 U.S. factories, and Budweiser is laying off 2,500 workers in St. Louis alone. There's other factories all over the country. And really, this is going to affect the working class, and the working class are going to have no choice but to rise up. 250,000 jobs were lost in October alone. Yep. As we see more of this occurring, taking a nod from our compañeros in Chicago, where we went to the factory to help with them, I think more workers are going to take this route, and we're going to see some uprising. So I think we're ready for it. I think the everyday citizen is going to be ready for it too. So, but it's got to take a push. That's what needs to be noted with Greece. Is this was pushed by the anarchists. The anarchists took to the streets and pushed these, and regular people came out. They just need a doorway to be opened.
All right. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We're talking to Rabble Rouser, who hosts Anarchy Now. There's two shows up at radioforall.net if you want to download and listen to them. thefranklinhouse.blogspot.com. Any last words there? And you got some beeping going on there. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, my phone's getting ready to die.
Oh,
my
okay.
Only last words would be think of this as the Anarchist Olympics and go for the gold.
All right. Thanks a lot,
care.
Man.
Thank
Take
you.
Care of yourself.
Radio Santa Cruz.
Let's be honest. I mean, let us be fucking honest. This is political. This is
Operation Ear Infection.
What's the matter? Are you fucking people deaf?
Yes, it's fucking political. Everything's political!
New releases and audio psychosis. Skidmark Bob.
What the fuck?
AM to 12 noon every Tuesday. 101 FM or freakradio.org. Operation Ear Infection.
We are the insurgents.